have on the line the WA State Leader of One Nation, Colin Ticknell. Morning to you, mate.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. A lot of people will be happy with you, mate, throwing your support behind this massive thing going on in Dunsborough, this battle with Puma. Good to see that you're on the side of Dunsborough.
Yeah, look, it was a no-brainer. We don't have actually a pitch with Puma. Puma's a fine company, but on just this occasion, we've asked them to work with the Dunsborough community and listen to what their wishes are, and hopefully they'll come to a negotiated agreement. I mean, it can be hard because once it gets back into SAT hands, then they're going to have to make a ruling, and that'll be it. That'll be law. So, look, I spoke up early on when I first became aware of the issue and asked some pretty tough questions of the minister in Parliament, and then it just flew from there. Then we were asked to, go down and speak to a whole lot of other people, and we did that. And, of course, I've written a letter to the big boss in Germany of Puma. I think a few other MPs did that as well. So, look, for me, this is a bipartisan thing where all of us, I think, have got together generally and try to do the right thing on behalf of Dunsborough.
It must feel good to be with an issue like this where you not only do you have other MPs behind you as well, but you also have 99% of the population, according to the latest survey as well.
Yeah, look, I mean, the survey was very strong, and also those signatures. I mean, I think there was, I don't know the exact number in the end, but what the last figure I heard was somewhere around 4,000 people that live in Dunsborough signed. That's a massive, that's in and around Dunsborough and the district. That's a massive response. And, government, to their credit, they listened to the people when we made an issue of it. And, they reviewed the SAT decision. They've come out, I believe, with a decision, but there's a chance for people to, still ask more questions. And so, look, we would love it if Puma would work with the community and the Shire and put up a convenience store petrol station somewhere else.
Now, we are expecting to hear the judgment from the SAT there. If it does happen where they say no, the Puma's going to go there, there's nothing else that can be done, is there?
You wouldn't think so. We just about tried every avenue that we could. SAT has been put there for a good reason to solve disputes. And maybe when they made their first initial finding, it was a little bit hasty. But like I said before, to the government's credit, they reviewed that decision. And, now it's up to people to appeal. And we'll see what comes from that. And it is good to work with my Southwest colleagues for the benefit of Dunsborough. That's what it should be all about. And I'm very keen to do that.
Excellent, mate. Good to hear. Colin, thank you for the chat today.
No worries. Thank you very much. And all the best in your new role. Fantastic.
Senior Constable Jackson on the line from the Collie Police. Good morning to you, mate.
Good morning.
Now, I want to talk about this. I saw this tweet go out. I think it's going to get a lot of people's attention. And that is a 28-year-old Collie man has been charged with, let me get this right, 40 offences?
I think I've just left Australian Police Station and it's up to about 47 now.
Jeez, 47 offences. What are these offences regarding?
Home burglaries, shed burglaries and fraudulent transactions in regards to the sale of the stolen items.
Yeah, and so that included over 400 property items being recovered. I assume that number must be rising as well then.
Yes, we've just went down and we've had a joint operation going with Australind all weekend. As a result, the two people were arrested and, as you said, probably 400 property items have been recovered.
So does that mean that you now have this many items to try and find the original owners for?
Most of the Collie items have owners already. We've been able to identify owners from a vehicle we seized in regards to the investigation over the weekend. And we were doing a public viewing in regards to the outstanding items that we have in the coming week.
What charges lay ahead of this guy? What type of time are we looking like? Fines, prison, what are we potentially seeing?
Well, at this stage, he's remanded in custody. He's got another court appearance coming this Friday in Bunbury, which we will endeavour to have all the charges ready for him on that day to hopefully impact on his, to stay where he is.
Now, in regards to these items being stolen, is this a case of people not locking up, or is this man just breaking into properties and stuff?
No, this has been for the Collie district that's been targeted for approximately, it's been going on for 3 to 4 months.
Wow.
They've started off by cutting the copper piping out of hot water systems on the houses and selling that. Then they've gone on to shed burglaries and then basically full-on house burglaries during the hours of night.
Yeah, so this must feel really good with the combined efforts of the Collie Police and the Australian Police to get this guy off the streets.
It's a fantastic effort by all involved. Collie worked relentlessly all weekend to get the result that we did. There's been two search warrants, both here in Australia, executed. And, hopefully that we can keep him where he is, and it will make a huge impact on crime figures and the safety of the community.
No, excellent. Great to hear, and good work to both teams.
Excellent. Thank you.
Senior Constable Jackson there, and, what is really, really good to see someone like that off the streets. Hey, very soon we're going to catch up with Renee. She is around Busselton today. We'll tell you exactly where after this. And one of the big hot topics this morning has got to be this.
I want to ride my bicycle.
I'd like to ride it in Dardanup. Now, it appears that Dardanup Shire Council is proposing to stop cyclists from using a narrow section of Harris Road, the busy one-lane road that is potentially and normally used by trucks, could potentially not be used for cyclists in the near future. Our full article is up on our Facebook page, Triple M Southwest. Plenty of comments on there. Another comment coming through as well. Got Shane on the line. Morning, mate. How are you?
Not bad for Tuesday.
Yeah, mate. Calling about the cyclists, mate?
Yeah,
what's your thoughts on the on Dardanup potentially banning them from Harris Road?
It's a great idea because I used to work for a company that operates on that road.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to get down that road at around 6:30 in the morning to go to the tip when there's a dozen cyclists too wide ain't easy.
So when you first heard the rule being introduced about the 1.5 metre, if you're going over 60 k's, you must have gone, oh, no, that's going to be impossible.
Exactly.
Is there an alternative for cyclists to use around that area besides that road?
Honestly, not really. Just everywhere around there, Waterloo Road, Harris Road, they are all fairly narrow, and they're used by a lot of trucks every day.
There's just some places sometimes where a bike just can't go, unfortunately, but it's just how it is. Until the roads are fully upgraded in that regard, it looks like it's just cyclists are just going to have to say, we can't do that road.
Exactly. As I said, it's not just that road. It's everywhere around there. Waterloo Road, Harris, Martin Paluzzi. It's an industrial area. You're going to get trucks down there every day.
Yeah, no, it makes complete
sense. All day.
Makes complete sense, mate. At the end of the day, we are looking out for their safety. As much as it sounds like it's a bit of a war between truck drivers and cars versus bikes, at the end of the day, we don't want to hit someone that's riding a bike.
Exactly. It's more, I'm not having a go at the cyclists. It's more for the safety of them.
Because that would be the worst thing ever, hitting one of them. Mate, thank you for your call this morning.
Thanks, Al.
Shane there, love to hear your thoughts. 13:27:10. And Iris Thomas on the line from Consumer Protection today, chatting about the dangers of buying a used car. Morning to you, Iris.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm surprised to learn a few of these little points. The one that's definitely stuck out at me more than anything else is the cooling off period when you buy a used car from a private seller.
That's right. There is no cooling off period if you buy a car from a dealer. So be very careful. Once you sign the dotted line, it becomes yours. If you want to get out of the dealer can charge you up to 15% of the price of the car.
Wow.
So you're still up for quite a bit of money, you know, for that particular car. Another really good piece of advice is a personal property securities register. If you are buying a car privately from somebody, that's the first thing you need to check is, we call it the PPSR register, because they'll be able to tell you if the car's been stolen, if there's money owing on that car. In fact, just recently, Alan, I did have someone come in the office that bought a car privately, wanted to sell it, come to find there's money owing on that car.
You don't want that.
No. So very important to know that. Now, if you are buying a car from a dealer, regardless of the age or the price of the vehicle, the Australian consumer law guarantee still applies, which means that the car should be fit for purpose and it must be roadworthy. So another thing we always tell people, it's a really, really good idea to have your car inspected by a licensed mechanic because that way you get to pick up whatever problems there are lying within that car, regardless of what you're told by the dealer.
Okay, so just bring a mechanic with you.
Yep, or you can actually, you know what, there are some mobile mechanics as well that can come out to the car. So especially a place like Perth that's, you know, very big and you might not have a mechanic close by, sometimes you can call a mobile mechanic. So come on out there, give an inspection, give you a report, and that way you know exactly what's with the car.
Excellent. Of course, if you do have anything to report, best to hit up Consumer Protection as well.
Absolutely. Give us a call if there's any problems whatsoever. Be careful with signing that contract, because once you sign that contract, the car does become yours, and it's very hard to get out of the contract.
Geez, yeah, I think that's some great advice there. Thank you very much, Iris.
Thanks, Al.